Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. A U.S. intel source says Israel made the pagers that exploded on Hezbollah operatives this week.
Those pagers and walkie-talkies detonating wherever the operatives were at the moment. There is growing concern wireless devices could still be activated, the Lebanese military carrying out controlled explosions. Qatar Airways now banning passengers from Beirut from carrying pagers or walkie-talkies on board flights or in checked luggage.
ABC's Martha Raddatz. Former President Trump spoke to Jewish donors at an event to fight anti-Semitism. Vice President Harris took part in a live stream question and answer session hosted by Oprah Winfrey. The sheriff of Letcher County, Kentucky, is charged with murder of a county judge. Police in Chicago say a 17-year-old boy fatally shot a woman in the city's South Shore neighborhood. This is ABC News. Nike's named Elliott Hill as its president and CEO, replacing John Donahoe, who retires next month. Hill is returning to the company, from which he retired in 2020. Nike's sales have weakened recently. Its stock is down about 24% year to date. The San Francisco 49ers make history.
As the 49ers fly off to L.A. to play the Rams this weekend, they're making history as the first NFL team to fly on a plane powered by sustainable aviation fuel made out of renewable materials. The United Airlines plane will be flying on what's known as SAF. Elena Giventhal is a Cal State University lecturer on the environment.
That is a step forward.
Because she says SAF can reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 85% from the time it's produced to when it's used. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Space around Earth is about to get a bit more crowded. On September 29th, an asteroid will come close enough that it'll enter our orbit in what astronomers call a mini moon. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Some big ideas being shared at the Cap Times Idea Fest in Madison. Civic Media is proud to be a part of it and will broadcast the one-on-one discussion with Liz Cheney. Hear why the former Republican Party leader does not support Donald Trump and more on Friday, September 20th at 7:30 p.m. Coverage featuring Liz Cheney live from Idea Fest, Friday night, September 20th at 7:30 on your local Civic Media radio station.
I'm Terry Bell with WMDX News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WMDX website at mad.radio.
The Todd Alba Show.
Going back to this interview we just had, again, many thanks to Michael Cohen, former attorney and fixer for Donald Trump. Let's go back to the phone lines. Don in Milwaukee. Don, thanks for holding. What say you?
My God, that I've been listening to your station, Civic Media, for a long time, and this was a blockbuster. I was absolutely riveted.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Friday is an important day in court for Robert F. Kennedy. He's trying to get off the Wisconsin ballot. The Elections Commission and previous courts have ruled that under state law, the only way for non-party candidates to be removed is to die. Friday, Kennedy's team and the Wisconsin Elections Commission will file briefs with their arguments in the 2nd District Court of Appeals. Kennedy is trying to get his name off the ballot so his supporters are more likely to vote for former President Donald Trump. In an act of bravery, a 12-year-old boy saved his dad from a bear attack here in Wisconsin. Ryan Bierman and his son Owen were up near Siren, a village in Burnett County. They were hunting and had shot the bear from a tree stand. When they went down to track it, the bear spotted Ryan and charged him. Thinking quickly, 12-year-old Owen grabbed his gun and shot the bear, killing it and saving his dad's life. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers are playoff bound. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Lemons. Milwaukee clinched the NL Central and a playoff spot when the Chicago Cubs lost Wednesday afternoon. Then, the Brewers went ahead and beat the Phillies on a walk-off hit by Jake Bowers to cap off a huge day in Milwaukee. There's more to play for now for the Brewers, who will take on Arizona for 4 games beginning tonight to wrap up a 7-game homestand. The Packers have quarterback Jordan Love back at practice, but head coach Matt LaFleur said that Love is limited in his work this week. Malik Willis, who started last week in place of Love, said he's preparing as though he'll play this week, but said Love might also be available.
I just have to continue to try to absorb and learn this offense best as I can,
be able to execute on those things that we missed out on this weekend and learn from the film and continue to just grow. And that's if given the opportunity. Like you say, Jordan's feeling a lot better, so we can't say that he won't go this weekend. It's going to be on him how he feels and how comfortable he is, you know.
The Packers take on Tennessee this Sunday at noon. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight with showers and thunderstorms developing. Some could be strong. A low in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, any early rain wraps up, becoming mostly sunny, still warm but less humid. High in the mid-80s. Still some storms for the weekend. Right now it's 78 degrees.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will have an update from Todd Elliott on the status of the Racing Sausage Lego set. You're not going to want to miss it. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matinair on air.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
46 days till Election Day. A lot to talk about today. We're going to have a couple of guests as well, and actually three, and a special treat for you, a little clip from Greg Palast's new movie. We'll get to that in a moment. Also, just a heads up, I'm going to be giving the keynote speech at the annual Grassroots Radio Conference in New Orleans. I'll be speaking the keynote on the 26th of this month. At 8:45 in the morning to kick off the conference. Actually, I'm not sure exactly when I'll be speaking. But in any case, you can find all about it over on their website. Just Google Annual Grassroots Radio Conference. I have a new book out, The Hidden History of the American Dream, The Demise of the Middle Class, and How to Rescue Our Future. I will be signing them at Frugal Muse in Chicago on October 9th. They asked that you call just to sign up. And at Powell City of Books in Portland on the 15th. So that's my schedule for the next couple of weeks. Going to get busy. And also, the stuff we want to talk about today. In our first hour, Donald Trump and Mike Johnson's shocking bid to suppress the women's vote. Also, we are entering the desperation phase of the Trump campaign. The shutdown and the chicken in every pot is in play. Also, why didn't the Teamsters Union endorse Kamala? Could it be, racism? In the second hour of our program, Phil Itner is going to drop by with an update from Ukraine. And in the second half of that second hour, we're going to play a clip from Greg Palast's new movie, Vigilante Inc., about a seven-minute clip, or set of clips, actually. And then Greg is going to drop by for a couple of minutes to talk with us about it, so just FYI. And also a geeky science. Does drinking with your food prevent food poisoning, as in drinking alcohol? You betcha, it turns out. Whoa. In the third hour of our program, the politics girl is here, Lee McGowan, How to Fix America Before We Really Blow It. She has a new book out. Also, a report finds the U.S. health system ranks dead last compared with peer nations. So that's our program for the day. I want to start out with what happened yesterday. Yesterday, the House of Representatives voted down. Three Democrats voted for it, and I believe it was four or seven Republicans voted against it. But it was the continuing resolution to fund the government into next year. The next fiscal year for our federal government begins on October 1st. And if we don't fund it between now and then, and there's, I believe, six legislative days left, you know, basically about 2 weeks, but Congress doesn't meet every day. If we don't fund it, then the government starts shutting down on October 1st. So the Republicans have this piece of legislation that they call the SAVE Act. seriously? It's Safeguard American Eligibility Act. And what they mean is eligibility to vote. And this is a piece of legislation that, frankly, could flip several blue states red and or at least purple, and could flip several purple states solid red by disenfranchising millions of women. The target of this legislation is married women who don't have proof that when they got married and their husband's last name is now on their driver's license, that they actually went to court and changed their names, or that the state that they live in recognizes marriage as a legal form of name change. Not all states do. So, and this would also be, this is also a federal law, which would put the president in charge of enforcing it. So a president, say Donald Trump, for example, could just, you know, start purging women from voting rolls in state after state, particularly blue states where there's a small margin that they would like to turn into red states. So, you know, anyhow, they attached this thing, the SAVE Act, to that continuing resolution that would continue to fund the government. Now, some of the Republicans who voted against it are going to vote against any continuing resolution. Marjorie Taylor Greene, for example, she's like, this continues high spending levels. Oh, my God, they're still paying for Social Security, you know, that kind of stuff, right? They're very, you've got the people who are taking their money and their marching orders from the Charles Koch type of right-wing billionaire who don't want our government to fund anything, frankly, because that means they have to pay income taxes. They don't like paying taxes. And the SAVE Act is designed to solve a problem that literally does not exist. I mean, Republicans will point out there are some people who are not here legally, who are not citizens. They are here legally, you know, green card holders and whatnot, who are on the voting rolls. You can find them. You know, here in Oregon, they just found 306 people on our voting rolls who are not citizens. Two of them actually had voted because they got ballots in the mail and they thought, oh, I'm supposed to vote. They just didn't know. These are people with green cards. But that was a mistake. And Oregon fixed that mistake, and those 306 people will not be voting this fall. And, you know, every now and then you find a couple of people like this. But, you know, the Brennan Center looked at 23.5 million votes back in 2016, and they found 30 suspected non-citizen voters. This is not a thing. It doesn't pretty much happen, and it certainly doesn't happen in a way that's going to influence any election. So why is this the hill that the Republicans are willing to die on? Well, you know, why, you know, as they did yesterday. It turns out, like I said, that what this legislation would do is it requires you to have contemporary identification, you know, like a driver's license, that matches your birth certificate. Now, if you are a woman and you got married and you changed your name, started using your husband's last name, you know, I remember, you know, 51 or 2 years ago, oops, I think it was 52 years ago, that Louise and I got married. She started, you know, just using my last name. She never petitioned a court for a name change. Now, you know, I don't know if Michigan is one of those states where that constitutes a name change, a marriage, or not. I believe it's not, but I'm not certain, but which is where we got married. But bottom line, for many women, without that, you know, certificate of having changed their name or without proof from the state that the state recognizes their name change, and most married women have neither, they will not be able to vote. They will not be able to register to vote. And this is, you know, this is what the Republicans are all about. As the National Organization for Women wrote, voter ID laws have a disproportionately negative effect on women. According to the Brennan Center for Justice, 1/3 of all women have citizenship documents that do not identically match their current names, primarily because of name changes at marriage. Roughly 90% of women who marry adopt their husband's last name. That means that roughly 90% of married female voters have a different name on their ID than the one on their birth certificate. An estimated 34% of women could be turned away from the polls unless they have precisely the right documents. Now, Republicans will tell you it's just a coincidence that suddenly they're concerned about, you know, aliens voting at the same moment that millions of American women are seriously pissed off at them, and their solution for those aliens voting will cause millions of women, American women, to no longer be able to vote. That's just a coincidence. And they'll tell you that it had nothing to do with Donald Trump and Mike Johnson threatening to shut down the government if Democrats don't go along with these draconian new requirements. This is BS. You know, I actually spelled the word out in my article. I said that, you know, we pretty much at this point have to call this what it is. You know, I said I'm generally reluctant to use profanity in my writing, but this argument deserves a strong word. Descriptors like dissimulation, deceptivity, blagging, dupery, prevarication, jiggery pokery, superchery, counterfeciance, misdescription, suggestio falsi, humbuggery, dissemblance, flimflammery, calumny, And meretricity, or even the good old-fashioned word lie, just won't do. This is BS. The one word I missed was malarkey, as one of the people noted in my in the comments on my Hartman Report page. But anyhow, that's my piece. It's over at HartmanReport.com. If you want to share it with your friends, it's free. Anybody can get it. Anybody can share it. You can post it anywhere on social media. Go for it. Have fun. It's titled Trump and Johnson's Shocking Bid to Suppress Women's Votes. And make no mistake, that's what they're up to. It's 15 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with caution. We're entering the desperation phase of the Trump campaign. Stick around.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
15 minutes past the hour. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. You exercise and watch what you eat, but then you get frustrated when you don't see results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day, and it helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbearing plus 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code Tom. That's Superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E.com, code Tom, T-H-O-M.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Thank you for tuning in. Got my friend Earl Ingram Jr., Civic Media's own. Earl, thanks for joining me and hanging out in Waukesha, man.
Man, you sound like you've done this before.
It's been a couple of times. I mean, not as old and as veteran as you, perhaps, Earl.
The first time you're doing this under the Dominic Salvia Show, you've invited me. It's an honor.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The John and Gordy Show.
Fido's gone missing. No. Oh, no.
They're eating the dogs. They're eating the pets.
There have been no credible reports.
Well, I've seen people on television.
Let me just say,
people on television saying my dog was taken.
We got a text here. If Trump sees it on TV, it must be true. Sir, I checked with the chef, and they said it was 100% vegan.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Matt Nair on air.
Wisconsin Public Radio, Dodge County clerks backtrack on using drop boxes after concerns from Republican sheriff in order to prevent the perception of voter fraud.
What is he citing as any sort of proof of concern about this?
Gut feeling.
It's
a gut feeling.
Yeah, inherently.
Feel it in your bones.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. As the cool fall breeze settles in, there's nothing better than wrapping yourself in pure comfort. Cozy Earth is all about turning your home into a sanctuary of softness and tranquility. My favorite, the bamboo sheet set. Made from premium viscose from bamboo, these sheets are unbelievably soft, and they get even softer with every wash. Plus, if you're like me and get too warm at night, you'll love how breathable and temperature-regulating they are. But it's not just the sheets. Cozy Earth's women's stretch-knit bamboo pajama set is another must-have. Louise ordered these, and she says it's like wearing a gentle hug to bed. And for the guys, check out the new Men's Performance Sleep Short. Designed for comfort and breathability, they'll keep you cool and cozy all night long. And don't forget the new puffy sheep slippers. They wrap your feet in luxurious warmth, perfect for the season. Cozy Earth products are crafted with a commitment to quality you can feel, backed by a 10-year warranty. Treat yourself to a little piece of heaven this fall. Go to CozyEarth.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and use products, and use code Tom, T-H-O-M, for up to 40% off. That's CozyEarth.com/Tom. And don't forget to tell them I sent you in the post-purchase survey. Striking down the youth and those of color, as if our voices don't even matter. They push the laws, they twist the truth, but we're stronger than they ever knew. The Republicans are preventing us from voting, trying to keep the people down. But we're rising up, our voices roaring. We won't let them steal our crown. From women to the young, from black to brown, we'll fight for our rights, we won't back down. Ooh. You think you can't control the game by keeping. Welcome back. 21 minutes past the hour. GOP's leadership seems hell-bent on government shutdown in an election year. We'll see what happens. Mike Johnson just came out this morning and said, no, no, we're not going to shut down the government. Yeah, good luck with that. But Donald Trump's election campaign is going down in flames. Fenris Hero writing over on Daily Kos. Donald's election campaign is sinking almost as fast as his stock. His answers are becoming more and more rambling. The sane washing efforts by our media, you know, where they take his word salad and convert it into a sentence that sounds ungibberish, that sounds like it makes sense, is sort of working, but I don't think so. I mean, you know, he's repeating stories that were debunked before he even started them, you know. Republican leadership knows that they're stuck with this guy, and thus we are entering this very dangerous phase of the election. Early voting starts tomorrow in some states. Tomorrow. And Trump is desperate. He is at the point now where he will say and do anything. It's a chicken in every pot moment. You know, last night he was going, you know, yes, we're going to end the income tax on tips. We're going to end the income tax on Social Security income. We're going to end the income tax on overtime. Yeah, good luck getting that through Congress, right? But nonetheless, I mean, ending the income tax on tips is something that Kamala Harris is also saying she wants to do. But Donald wants to define tips as also being bonuses for corporate executives. Those are tips, according to him. And, of course, you know, the Supreme Court just ruled that bribes that are paid after the act are also tips. So bribes will be tax-free, you know, to politicians and judges. Pretty amazing stuff. Well, it'll certainly help out Clarence Thomas. I mean, you know, there are people who want him to pay taxes, income taxes, on that $4 million worth of bribes that he received. So, anyway, Donald Trump says he's going to help him out. But this is, you know, this is just classic you know, chicken in every pot stuff. It's the kind of campaigning that we used to make fun of. You know, I remember old jokes, particularly one old kind of somewhat racist joke about, you know, a politician going to speak to a group of Indians and them saying an Indian word after everything he said. And it turned out, you know, at the very end, they said, don't step in any of that, whatever the word was, cowabunga, I think. We used to make fun of this. We used to make jokes about this, about politicians being so desperate that they just say, I'll give you everything. There'll be, three chickens in every pot. But Trump is actually trying this right now. This is now his strategy. He's trying to give everything away to average, you know, voting people in the hopes that they will vote for him, when in reality his agenda is to give everything away to billionaires. Period, full stop. So, you know, what do we do with this? I think we need to be cautious. The International Brotherhood of Teamsters, by the way, just announced that it's not endorsing a Democratic presidential candidate. Chris Tower is a political science professor at Sacramento State. He says, no surprise that the first Democratic candidate in almost 40 years to not get their endorsement is also the first woman of color to lead a major party ticket. University of South Carolina political science professor David Damerfall insinuated that's the only reason that makes sense. Now, because he says the Teamsters workforce is 73% male and 60% white. I'm going to sneeze here. Biden and... hang on. Excuse me. It's cold. I'm sorry. The Biden-Harris administration has also strengthened National Labor Relations Board to help the Teamsters bolster their own ranks. But, hey, the Teamsters wouldn't go for it. I think that what's going on is that, you know, a lot of Teamsters are truckers, and a lot of truckers just listen to right-wing hate radio all day long. And that's why the National would not go with it. However, in Nevada, in Wisconsin, and in Michigan, local statewide Teamsters groups, also California, New York, and Pennsylvania, have explicitly endorsed Kamala Harris. So while the national leadership of the Teamsters is saying, you know, we're just not going to endorse anybody, and, you know, polling their membership, they found that, you know, there was a minority support for Harris. Again, like I said, you know, a lot, and I know that there are a number of truckers who listen to this program at SiriusXM. And, you know, if you want to fill us in on this, I'd love to hear it. But I'm guessing that the majority of truckers listening to AM radio are listening to right-wing hate all day long. And that is coloring, it's why the Teamsters, unique among all the other unions, is saying, well, you know, we can't do this right now. Anyhow, what's on your mind? What say you about all these things? I'll pick up your calls right after this break.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Exposing the con in conservative. I'll be right back with your calls. There's one reason why most probiotics fall short. It all has to do with something called survivability. See, to work its magic, a probiotic must arrive alive in your gut. But to do that, it has to survive past your stomach acid, which is strong enough to dissolve metal. That's why for my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the first probiotic formulated with four proprietary survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. In fact, third-party testing proves Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability versus traditional probiotics, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, and even your mood. And with zero gluten, dairy, or histamines, it's perfect for your whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic 100% risk-free today and get 20% off your purchase for a limited time. Visit justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. Just Thrive Health, promo code TOM.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lawball Show.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. A U.S. intel source says Israel made the pagers that exploded on Hezbollah operatives this week.
Those pagers and walkie-talkies detonating wherever the operatives were at the moment. There is growing concern wireless devices could still be activated, the Lebanese military carrying out controlled explosions. Qatar Airways now banning passengers from Beirut from carrying pagers or walkie-talkies on board flights or in checked luggage.
ABC's Martha Raddatz. Former President Trump spoke to Jewish donors at an event to fight anti-Semitism. Vice President Harris took part in a live stream question and answer session hosted by Oprah Winfrey. The sheriff of Letcher County, Kentucky, is charged with murder of a county judge. Police in Chicago say a 17-year-old boy fatally shot a woman in the city's South Shore neighborhood. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Department of Justice says Wisconsin has been included in the most recent wave of school threats. Over the last few days, there have been threats in Toma, in Brilliant, and other parts of the state. DOJ officials say when traced, sometimes these threats are coming all the way from other continents. Other times, there are actual students at these schools making the threats, even if they don't mean it. Authorities ask parents to talk to your kids about never threatening their classmates. And the Brewers are headed to the playoffs. They clinched the NL Central after the Cubs lost. Expectations were more muted going into the season, but now, manager Pat Murphy said they have an opportunity to do something special. This is the sixth time over the last seven seasons the Brewers earned a playoff berth. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez either like toying with their fans or have serious personality disorders. Yahoo recently reported that fans were devastated by the couple's breakup. That's right, people who have never met them are devastated and not focusing on the shortcomings in their own lives. Now some sources say the couple is reigniting the romance. Luckily, most people still couldn't care less. If you take a shot at Taylor Swift and her boyfriend, you might just be chased into Twitter or X oblivion. Just ask country singer Zach Bryan. The singer has apparently been listening to a lot of Kanye recently and decided to take a shot at his sometime rival Swift. Bryan insinuated the Eagles were better than the Chiefs, taking a shot at Travis Kelce, and that Kanye was better than Taylor, and then asked the ex-Twitter world, "Who's with me?" But Swift fans move fast. They came out in force to defend their girl, forcing Zach Bryan to deactivate his account. Really? Street cred obliviated by the Swift army. What would Kanye say to that? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight with showers and thunderstorms developing. Some could be strong. A low in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, any early rain wraps up, becoming mostly sunny, still warm but less humid. High in the mid-80s. Still some storms for the weekend. Right now, it's 76.
The Todd Alba Show.
Troy, our grand prize winner from that just a bit outside the movie
Text to Win contest out in beautiful Mount Horeb.
You gotta go see this movie. You know, you'll laugh, you'll cry. I know that sounds cliche, but it's true.
It is.
The no narrator was perfect for this movie, and that's what made the movie. Yeah. Seeing the players in their own words telling these stories.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, the lovable producer Conrad is being vague about his plans on his night off. But I will be joined by the awesomely talented Amanda Nimmer. And Terry Barr swings by on a bar band Friday night.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
We can heal. 34 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Tom Hartman here with you. Picking up your calls, Diane in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Hey, Diane. You want to try it again? What's up?
Hi, Tom. Can you hear me?
I can. Just fine.
Good. I am surprised we aren't hearing more about Project 2024. And any time it's mentioned, it should... Thank you. Mm-hmm. 2025... It should always be started with Trump's. He's in it. Is he named specifically in it?
I don't
anywhere?
Know if his name appears anywhere in the document. I'd be surprised if it does, because they've made it very clear that this is for any future Republican president, and it doesn't have to be 2025. It could be, you know, 2029 or whatever.
Yeah, that easily changed. Yeah. But it, and then they mentioned about, oh, it's, what's going to happen is middle management is going to be this and this and that. That doesn't matter to the everyday person buying groceries, walking the sidewalk. They should include what's going to happen to everybody. Like, the Constitution is going to be dissolved.
Yeah,
the dictatorship is going to follow. Social Security, Medicare, the Affordable Care Act, education, no head start. Make it very simple and things that affect everybody.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And
you know, like the environment, climate, clean air.
Yeah, there's some great newsletters and some great writers that are doing this. I mean, there's so much there. I think, you know, it's an over 900 pages. I think they thought by throwing all this stuff at us, we wouldn't be able to digest it or understand it. Ali Velshi, in particular, has been doing just an absolute sterling job. Every weekend on his program, which I think I'm going to be on this Sunday, by the way, FYI.
Yes, he's very good. But it just doesn't seem like it's handed to people. People are too busy. People don't even care to listen. Yeah. People are tired of it. But they ought to know this is going to affect them, you know, directly.
I agree.
What about the food, food and drug? Look at the Boar's Head meat, deli meat and stuff. People mm-hmm. were sick. Water safety, I mean, all of these things affect us directly. And it's going to be gone if we elect Trump. And everything is, it's just like at the debate, you know, when she's talked about Trump's 2025, he came up with the Haitians. Mm-hmm. Was that it?
Yeah.
Whenever he doesn't want to answer something, he throws up a big smoke bomb and then we go for it.
A racist smoke bomb. Yeah. He always reverts to racism when he's backed into a corner, because that's the one reliable thing that actually, you know, resonates for, I think, probably 90-95% of the Trump voters. I really do. I have a friend who's a Republican who said, you know, I just can't vote for Trump. And his point was, you know, it's the racism. I just can't deal with it. You know,
right.
I get it. You know, Republicans have been using racism since Nixon, you know, as a tool. But at least they've been doing it subtly. Trump is just, you know, with his bullhorn.
This Project 2025 is the whole bag. It's the whole issue. And we've got to keep this in the media. And it seems like nothing lasts more than 2 weeks. Remember how it says in the news?
Yeah.
And we've got to keep throwing this in. And I don't think, I mean, Kamala did a wonderful job, but I don't think she kept jamming him with Project 2025. And I was working at the Ann Arbor headquarters, Democratic, and this woman came in from canvassing, and she says, I can't believe how many people don't even know what Project 2025 is. Mm. They act like they haven't heard of it.
Yeah. The Democratic Party should put together, you know, every Republican carries around a little pocket constitution. They're provided by, you know, Heritage Foundation and other groups. They publish them and give them away. and I believe it's Heritage, but the Democrats should publish a little, you know, 6 or 8 or 10 page booklet, you know, pocket size, stick in your coat pocket, that summarizes Project 2025. I mean, you know, I think it would be.
If you handed out a quarter sheet to everybody, yeah. Everybody you saw, it, you know, it may get out there, but we've got 43 days. I mean, they should be hammering this Project 2025.
I completely agree with you, Diane. But I've got to move along.
It's the number
Diane,
one issue.
Thank you. Yeah, spot on. Thank you. Alejandro in Miami. Hey, Alejandro, what's on your mind today?
But, you know, that, like, I guess I'm trying to find out, like, what you were saying earlier about the SAFE Act. It seems like Republicans focus on, you know, chasing phantoms, right? They're chasing things that don't exist. You know, it's like, why don't they just invent the
schools that are doing surgery on children. Yeah, no, I get it, Alejandro.
No, and I think what the state government should do is, you know, I mean, I don't know, my state of Florida is going to do this, but they should reassure people that, of course, they check everyone's citizenship status before they can vote. You know, explain that. Like, this is how we verify people become citizens. I mean, how only U.S. citizens can vote in U.S. elections. Right. You know, and if they laid it out and they reassured people, hey, you know, voter fraud is not a significant problem, like you said, from the Brennan Center and da-da-da, and just kind of, like, quell those things down. I mean, I follow Elon Musk on Twitter all the time, so as you can imagine, he posted about this several weeks ago, and it's just hard to compete against all the nonsense that he posted on Twitter, yeah. And his other followers echo, and I think that we have to be, you know, better, you know, in the marketplace of ideas of fighting against such misinformation. But it just seems difficult to do that.
Yeah, I'm with you. He's become a right-wing troll, frankly, and you know, it's sad to see. But with regard to that, you know, with the whole voting thing, you know, if you sign a contract, for example, to buy a house or buy a car, there's a provision in that contract that says, I swear that I am who I say I am. And and you can go to jail if you lie about that. It's called fraud. You know, when you register to vote, you sign a voter registration form that says, I am who I say I am, and I realize that I could go to prison for 5 years if I'm lying. You know, we only started checking citizenship in the United States and voter registration in 2006, I believe it was. I think Indiana was the very first state. This has only been going on for about 20 years. You know, for most of American history, we simply had people swear that they actually were a citizen. And you know if you're a citizen or not. And those people who, you know, and we didn't have an illegal voting problem. We didn't have non-citizens voting in the United States back then. All of this hysteria over the last 20 years has been this is the way that Greg Abbott keeps Texas red. This is the way that Ron DeSantis keeps Florida red. This is the way that Brian Kemp keeps Georgia red. And we're going to be talking about that in the next hour. This is nothing more than you know, a straightforward attack on minority voting and female voting, period, full stop. Alejandro, I got to move on, but thank you for the call. Your points are well made. Lori in Middleburg, Virginia. Hey, Lori, what's up?
Hi, Tom. You are keeping me sane.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it.
Thank you. So I'm in a rural area just outside of Northern Virginia. I've lived here for 35 years, and I've noticed a real significant uptick since the summer months of the number of dark pickup trucks, either black or dark gray, that have "Don't Tread on Me" license plates.
Oh, really?
And they are very aggressive drivers. And in fact, I had the lovely opportunity of being run off the road earlier this week by one of them.
Oh, my.
And I was in a 4-lane divided road. The gentleman in the truck was to my left. I was in the right-hand lane going the speed limit. There was no one in front of him or me, and he just came over into my lane, which forced me to go off the road.
Wow.
And a very lovely 70, I'm in my 60s. I was alone. I was driving a bright blue electric vehicle.
Oh, that might have had something to do with it, too.
And I have a Johns Hopkins University sticker on my car. And the gentleman behind me stopped, ran up to me, and the first thing that he said was, "You didn't do anything."
Wow. Did anybody get this guy's license plate?
No, because he just sped off. Yeah. And I said, "Why? I don't understand. Was I in his lane?" And he said, "No." And I said, "Why? I don't understand. You know, I was really shaken up." And he said, "I'm really sorry. It's like you're in an EV with a Hopkins sticker and you're a woman." And he said, "I think that's why that happened."
Wow.
And I was like, wow.
Yeah. This is what happens when the leadership of a major political party employs hate as a political weapon.
Yeah. And it's like, it's so the rhetoric, I mean, the anger is palpable on the roads in the area that where I live. Just one thing that I did see is I don't know if other states have these don't tread on me license plates or if they're specific to Virginia. I don't know.
We don't have them here in Oregon.
There are more don't tread on me license plates now on vehicles. And I said, I've lived here 35 years that I have ever seen.
Yeah.
So anyway, thank you for being you. You're keeping me sane.
Well, I'm glad you made it through, you know, being run off the road by a crazed Trumper there, Lori.
I'm glad that I have a state-of-the-art vehicle to protect me.
There you go. Lori, great talking with you. Thank you very much for the call. It's 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where we dare to ask, is Walmart a person? And we dare to say, not a chance. We'll be right back.
Old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new text to win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
Some big ideas being shared at the Cap Times Idea Fest in Madison. Civic Media is proud to be a part of it and will broadcast the one-on-one discussion with Liz Cheney. Hear why the former Republican Party leader does not support Donald Trump and more on Friday, September 20th at 7:30 p.m. Coverage featuring Liz Cheney live from Idea Fest. Friday night, September 20th at 7:30 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, or one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio, and tag your it. What happens when you're the knock, the next of kin, N-O-K, for a loved one who dies? It can be pretty overwhelming to have to deal with bank accounts, credit cards, utilities, cars, mortgages, all that other stuff. Particularly while grieving a loss. If something were to happen to you tomorrow, would your next of kin be prepared? They would if you had a knock box, N-O-K box. It's a next of kin box. The knock box helps provide a paper trail for your digital life so your loved ones won't have to go on a wild goose chase. If you have a household, you need a knock box. It's a complete system that helps you organize your possessions, finances, account passwords, plans for your pets, your kids, your estate, and more. Use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to save 18% off any kit, available exclusively at theknockbox.com, N-O-K, the, T-H-E, knock, N-O-K, box.com. And use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get organized and to save 18%, theknockbox.com. We'll be right back.
In a land where voices rise, where dreams and hopes can touch the skies. We gather round, both young and old, to share the stories yet untold. Democracy, our guiding light.
Just 2 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Paul in Woodinville, Washington. Hey, Paul, what's up?
Tom, if you'll permit me, this stunt that the Republicans are trying to pull the government down over citizenship requirements voting is a completely unconstitutional stunt. Let me just give you a couple points here. First one is the federal government cannot compel the states to enact or repeal any laws. And this would require the states to enact laws with regard to registering their residents.
What about the supremacy clause, Paul?
Look at the supremacy clause. Here's the problem, is that citizenship is not a constitutional requirement to vote. If you look at Article 1, Section 2, at the time, you only had a right to vote for your representative in the House.
It's not a constitutional right, but there have been two pieces of legislation. One was in 1993. three. I think that was the National Voter Registration Act. And then there was a second one that both stipulate that in order to, these are federal legislation, that stipulate that in order to vote, you have to be a citizen. And all 50 states have laws requiring that.
That's right. That's right. But if you look, remember, Arizona versus United States over immigration in 2010, the court ruled that the states may not take on the purview of enforcing federal law, nor may the federal government compel the states to enforce federal law. So if you vote in a federal election, that's true. It's a federal law that you have to be a citizen, but that's up for the federal government to enforce. They cannot compel the states to enforce that. Okay. Secondly, Tom, think about this. When you're voting for president in your state, that's not actually a federal election. You're actually voting not for president. You're voting for electors to go to the state government in December to vote for president.
Right, which was the point, and by the way, that John Roberts made in 2000, or excuse me, that William Rehnquist made in 2000 when he said that we do not have the right to vote for electors for president.
Right. So the states could choose. It says in Article 2, Section 1, second paragraph, each state shall appoint in such manner as the legislature thereof may direct a number of electors. Right. And so when you, and the manner in which the states have directed since 1880 is that all the states have chosen popular vote of the people to choose those electors. You don't have to be a citizen to participate in that. So if you do have to be a citizen to vote for your member of in the House of your Congress, and since the 17th Amendment, your state, your U.S. senator, but that's if that's a violation that the federal government would have to enforce. But as you say, most states already do require citizenship to vote. But this is not something.
All states do.
The problem is this. Yeah, I think all the states do. But this is a stunt that is the Republicans are pulling that the court cannot rule on because until there's a grievance, and as of now, you can't just take it to court that they want us to do this. You can't. But I'm certain that if the courts would rule that if a state complained, you can't force us to check all of our registrations for citizenship. And if somebody votes in our state, Washington or Oregon, for a member of the House or the Senate, it's up to the federal government to enforce that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I get that. I'm you haven't convinced me that this is an unconstitutional piece of legislation, though. Do you have an additional argument, Paul, here, or is that it?
Well, isn't the federal government compelling the states to do something?
It's the federal government setting a specific criteria to vote in a federal election. And I think that they have the right to do that.
Right, they can, but
and the states have to comply with that because the supremacy is just like, you know, when we passed the Civil Rights Act in 1964, Bobby Kennedy was able to force Georgia and Alabama to end, you know, to take laws off the books that allowed for segregated lunch counters.
No, they can't. They can't force them to take the laws off the books. They can say the supremacy clause overrides those laws. They can't force them to take them off the book.
Well, the effect is the same.
Okay, but still, do you agree that it's up to the federal government to enforce that law, if this one that the Republicans want to pass?
So your argument hinges on enforcement.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, yeah, okay. All right. Well, let me ponder that, Paul. You know, maybe you're right. I think you may be right. Let me think about it. I got to run. Paul, thank you for the call. We're hitting the top of the hour on the other side of this break. Phil Itner is going to drop by live from Ukraine. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We are live on location from Cheese Days in Monroe once again, also covering Vice President Harris's visit to Wisconsin. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
This is the story of the one. As a warehouse manager, her job is to transform chaos into clarity and to see patterns where others see problems. Luckily, she's got a partner who shares her perspective. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products, backed by real person support and in-depth online resources, so she can tackle every task with precision and turn potential setbacks into streamlined success. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.